Well, so much for the mighty SEC, huh? Am I right?
Huh? One and two, bye-bye. First time it's happened since they've gone to the seeds.
Since 1999, first time that the top two seeds eliminated in the regional round. So Vandy was number one, Texas was number two, they're out.
And they lost to Wright State and...
Seems to me that...
Some other school that I was like, who?
A lot of the team, you know, the Ducks lost to freaking Utah Valley.
Yeah.
Pauley. It's like, it just seems to me that a lot of these smaller schools in baseball are, they got pretty good teams.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
They're kind of no difference, really.
Well, and we talk about this all the time, that postseason baseball is the least, especially in this format, what would you say? It's the least indicative of what a regular season means. I mean,
well, there's so few games.
There's so few games.
But if you have one stud pitcher at like a Utah Valley or whatever, like that, I mean, that's worth its weight in gold right there.
Yeah.
So anyway, the SEC can suck it because Vandy and Texas are out. Florida is out. Georgia is out. Alabama is out. Mississippi State is out. And Kentucky is out. All of them eliminated this past weekend.
Yeah, I think the only ones that left were left standing were Arkansas and Auburn, I believe.
And LSU, Tennessee, who's one of the favorites to win the whole thing, they play Little Rock today.
Yeah, for...
They're minus like 3,500.
Yeah, Little Rock's taking them winner take all in this one. So they've
isn't Tennessee still alive?
Yeah, they're in a winner take all game today as well.
So, I guess so they're not eliminated yet. The only ones that have gone on, I think, that have been passed through already are Arkansas and...
That's correct.
Auburn.
From the SEC.
From the SEC.
Yeah.
Yes.
But Duke's in there. Yeah. UCLA made it.
Did I also see Duke got one of their players kicked out for bringing a prop out during a home run celebration?
Yeah, I think they called it taunting, even though it was like celebrating with the teammate.
Yeah.
I
forget what it is, but you know, like the Mariners have like the home run trident and like the Orioles do.
They did one of those home run bits where like, you know, you put on a jacket or you carry a thing around.
Well, what did they do?
Well, they claimed he taunted the other team with whatever it was and then he got tossed for it.
Yeah, they ran him.
Yeah, because so they're saying that he got thrown out because he took the home run celebration prop onto the field.
Yes.
It's supposed to stay in the dugout?
Yes. Apparently you can't bring props out onto the field. And the Duke coach was like, are you serious? Because they were just celebrating. He came out of the dugout with it and they were like, nope.
What did he have exactly?
I'm looking it up here. They were down 2-0 late in the game and took a lead to AJ Garcia's home run and a 2-run single by Sam Harris. Garcia briefly finished celebrating his home run when Sam Harris drove in the go-ahead run. It just says Duke's home run celebration prop onto the field to greet his teammates after they took the lead. The prop was a hard hat. And yeah, when you look at it, the Garcia, like he leaves the dugout, but he doesn't really run out onto the field. He's just kind of out of the dugout. Like, you know, like where like kind of the on deck circle would be. And it was a hard hat and they rung him. They're like, yeah, like you're gone. Can't do it. Which again, I go back to letter of the law, spirit of the law. Dude, I get it. If you bring out a sledgehammer or a trident and you're pointing at the team, sure. But my God, the guy's got a hard hat and he left the dugout by a couple steps. Get the cob out of your ass. It's like the NFL no fun league.
And in baseball history being made.
Yeah.
In college, we have the first ever undefeated season.
Yeah, I saw
this. Did you see that?
Yeah, was it Shreveport? Or not Shreveport?
I think it's Shreveport.
Shreveport. NAIA?
Germany's a great city.
It is a great city.
Yeah, NAIA national champions, LSU Shreveport. And they went 59-0.
Dude, I don't care what level you play at.
Yes.
If you go 59-0... In baseball, that's freaking nuts.
That is incredible.
Yes.
It makes you wonder what they would do. Like, NAIA is pretty low level,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's pretty low level.
So I wonder just how good are they? You know, like, if you put them in against these college teams, these upper level college teams.
I'm guessing they don't go 59.
Well, of course they don't. But how would they fare?
I'm guessing not very
how
well.
How good are they?
NAIA is, no offense to anyone that's NAIA.
Oh, here we go.
No.
Defending all the NAIA bros out there?
Doesn't Dusty was an NAIA guy.
Ooh.
And he even admit, like, you know, this isn't anything.
If you know, you know.
You know, you know. Okay, let's, you know. It's a lot of you know. There may be some people that are delusional, but I think all the people on that baseball team understand that if they played LSU, that wouldn't go well. You know, thinking that's probably a pretty safe.
Who do you think's the greatest NAIA player of all time?
Oh, I'm sure there's a Hall of Famer. At any sport?
Yeah. I don't. Did somebody just... Yeah, like I've never really thought about NAIA much. So now I am, and now I wonder who dominated.
Oh, I guarantee.
Maybe Big Suit could have dominated.
I just got a list of NAIA athletes who made the NFL. That includes Patrick Creighton, the wide receiver, Derek Ward, who I don't know, and Tyrone Gross from Eastern Oregon University.
I played at Eastern, huh?
It looks like Willis Reed, maybe?
What?
Was an NAIA.
The great?
Yeah. He spends. Yeah,
Scottie Pippen was NAIA.
Oh, that's right, Central Oklahoma or whatever.
Central Arkansas.
Arkansas.
So this was.
So it was Dennis Rodman, Southeastern Oklahoma.
There you go.
Scottie Pippen, greatest NAIA athlete of all time. Got to be
Jack Sikma.
I would assume because no one on that NFL list was
Elgin Baylor.
Oh,
has an NAIA quarterback ever made the NFL?
I'm guessing no.
Why can't you answer my NAIA questions?
Willis Reed.
I'm looking to see, like, yeah, when I'm looking at the football players, it's not a great list. Austin Dodge?
John Kitna, NAIA.
Hey, Austin Dodge, Southern Oregon. Oh, Kitna is?
Yeah, Central Washington.
Okay. There you go.
No, there you go.
You just answered?
No, I told you. There you go.
You just answered your own question.
I sure did. AI did it for me, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what.
Scotty Brocious? Is he a... Oh, Dave Craig.
Oh.
Milton. Dave Craig played at Milton College.
All-time, I believe, NFL interception leader, Dave Craig.
Really? He's thrown more picks than anybody?
He was at one point. Now, we may have surpassed that, but yes, I believe at one point, Dave Craig was the all-time NFL interception
leader. Lou Brock was NAIA.
Man, how about this NAIA team we're putting together here?
From Tree Point. So if you go back from the history of the world, we can piece together. And could we piece together an entire team? I think right now the NBA would be the best team because Willis Reed, we got Elgin Baylor, we got Scottie Pippen, Jack Sikma.
That's pretty good.
That's a good squad.
Yeah,
like we're winning some games.
By the way, most picks is Brett Favre.
Oh, Favre
by a lot.
Well, again, that's why I said at the time. Who's number two?
George Blenda.
Oh.
So, yeah, I don't know. Who were we talking about? Craig?
I thought it was Dave Craig.
Let's see where
maybe
he is.
Maybe he was the Seahawk leader. He threw a lot of picks.
Yeah.
But Dave Craig was really good. He threw a lot of picks.
There he is. Dave Craig was, he's like 31st.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know where he got that. It's fake news.
Fake news.
Matt Stafford, though, creeping up on the Dave Craig interception number. About that.
Oh, someone is saying that maybe he was the fumble leader, but it has since been surpassed. Do I have my fumbles?
Well, you don't have your Dave Craig facts squared away, and for that, I'm disappointed.
Mm.
So the Beavers headed to the bottom of the third. They are leading the Trojans right now 1-0. The winner goes to if the Beavers win, they host the Super Reg against those vaunted Florida State Seminoles. Mm.
And yes, at one point, Dave Craig was the NFL fumbles leader. I had my
fumbles.
Picks. You know who he's been surpassed by, though? Brett Favre.
Favre has the record for interceptions and fumbles.
Yes. Brett Favre has, Dave Craig fumbled 153 times. Brett Favre fumbled 166.
Is this lost fumbles or just fumbles recovered by either team?
Just says fumbles.
It's probably a lost fumble.
Is Favre just Jameis Winston from another era?
Boy, I...
He was a lot better than Jameis Winston,
but he did... You forget about Favre turning it over all the time.
Well, because he was
being
like...
a man of increase?
He did it in a lovable way where it's like, I'm a gunslinger. And look, some
and
of
he
the...
would win.
And some of the stuff Brett Favre could do...
Yeah.
He is as talented a... He's not Jameis Winston. He's a better Jeff George. Because Jameis Winston does not have... the physical skills. Brett Favre might be the most talented thrower of the football. He was kind of a boob, though. He wasn't really dedicated. He didn't do a lot of film study. He made a lot of dumb plays. He just played backyard quarterback with a substance abuse problem and liked to drink. He was a better Johnny Manziel. He just was incredible. and very few guys can get away with it. It's like one of those, can you imagine if Brett Favre had the, like the, I don't know, the prep skills of like a Peyton Manning? You would have had a football god, but you didn't. You got a guy that drank his way out of Atlanta and then got to Green Bay and liked pills and sending DPs to reporters.
Well, that was later, wasn't it? That was Jets?
No, oh, yeah, that was the Sturger. Yeah.
Yeah, he was old by then. Old and shrivelly.
I think Brent liked it. Brent liked to have a good time.
Hey, he was a simple man.
Yeah, he was a simple man.
Country boy.
There you go, Favre, Nolan Ryan of the NFL. Because Ryan has a lot of losses.
Simple until it comes with to masterminding a grifting campaign in Louisiana or Mississippi.
I tell you what, that Nolan Ryan comp is pretty good.
Yeah, because Ryan's numbers out like aren't necessarily the best. He just struck out a lot of people.
Well, he's got a ton of wins though.
Yeah, he's got a ton of K's. And no hitters.
Yeah, seven or eight no hitters.
But there is a lot of people that claim that Nolan Ryan is really overrated. That if you were starting a team, he's not the guy you'd go with. And I think that's a good one with
Favre. Who was better in their sport? That's a really good question. I think it's Favre by a nose, but I'm not confident in that at all.
Yeah, Nolan Ryan.
I'm very confident.
Yeah.
That dude had 5,700 strikeouts and threw 7 no hitters.
Yeah. Well,
383 strikeouts in a season.
He whiffed everybody.
Yeah.
And he was a badass. He was like a. Tough guy.
And we remember him. He was the Clint Eastwood of Major League Baseball. He whooped Robin Ventura's ass.
Yeah, gave him a noogie.
Yeah. But his record isn't that great, right?
He had a lot of wins, but I think he also had a lot of losses.
He went 324.
Yeah, dude, that's a lot of wins.
But he lost 292 games.
Yeah, he almost lost 300 games.
Yes. And his ERA...
Total strikeouts?
Like I said, it was over 5,000,
yeah.
I believe.
All time? Yeah, Does Favre?
Does Favre had a bunch of records too? I mean, Favre
he did, but he
played
Brady
for a
came
long
along,
time and yeah,
broke him.
But that's a really good.
Now that, I'm thinking it really was Nolan comp. Ryan that was better.
Nolan Ryan had 5,700 strikeouts.
Does Favre have a number like that?
Yeah, probably yards and touchdowns. I'll get you
tutties.
Some. When go to break, I'll come back and I will get you career rankings because it's. Where does Nolan Ryan stack career in the major categories? And by the way, he had an ERA for a career as long as he pitched. You want to guess what his ERA was? Because he played forever. He played till he was 46.
I'm going to say it was 3.6?
3.19.
3.19, wow.
Yeah. For someone that pitched till they're 46, I thought that
That's
was
amazing.
Gonna be, I thought that was going to be because of the end years.
He
I thought
awesome.
That would have been above 4.
All right, well... Get on that.
Dude, at 44 years old, he had a 2.91 ERA.
Maybe it's Nolan Ryan then.
All right, well, I'm going to get you a little comp.
Yeah, get on it.
Well, my.
Come on, man. We'll wrap up headlines next with big NFL news and a Mariner note on the fan.
I have an answer.
Wait.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hold on. I have an update first. It's very important.
I like updates.
Arquette, 2-run home run.
Boom.
Beavers now up 3-0.
Suck it, USC.
On the Trojans.
What an exciting time.
Beavers got a little magic and a little revenge because USC is kind of the one that blew up the conference.
They're playing well.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you got?
It's Brett Favre.
Is it?
Yeah.
Over so the question is who was better in their sport, Brett Favre or Nolan
and,
Ryan?
And honestly, I'll read. It's an impressive list, but it's not.
Both were amazing.
And upon a further review, it's not close. And
here's
Nolan Ryan's highlights. Nolan Ryan was a 8-time All-Star. He won a World Series in 1969, and he won 2 ERA titles. Obviously, he's in the Hall of Fame.
Cy Young.
Here's my so all-time strikeout leader. Mm-hmm. All-time no-hitter. He also has more walks than anyone else. He has the lowest opponent batting average lifetime.
Lowest what?
Opponent batting average.
Really? Ever?
Ever.
No kidding.
Ryan holds his major league record for the lowest lifetime batting average against 204. So
Turley just hit a home run. Oregon State's now up 4-0.
Go Beavs. Shout out to Joey Wong, the Wonger, texting me over the weekend, loving his Beavs. Lowest opponent batting average, which I didn't know. Hitters hit 204 against him.
That's amazing.
That's amazing. He also holds the record for fewest hits per nine innings over a career. And again,
it's insane.
He pitched, he was 46. He gave up 6.5 hits per nine innings. He also has more 300 strikeout seasons than anyone else. Did it 6 different times, major league record.
So no, did he ever win the Cy Young?
Never won a Cy Young.
Wow.
Only finished second once. He finished in the top 15 8 times, but only finished, he was never got better than second, and that was only one time. So, And then here is Brett Favre. Favre holds the record for most consecutive starts, 297. 321 if you include the playoffs. That's ridiculous. He has more completions than any other player in the NFL history. He has more pass attempts than anyone in NFL history. He holds the record for most seasons with 300 plus completions, most games with 100 yards passing, 290 of them. Most seasons leading the league in touchdown passes. He also holds most career interceptions and most career fumbles and most times sacked. So there is the, that's kind of like the Nolan Ryan loss thing.
Or walks,
right? That's not great. Now here's the good part. Passing yards, he's fourth all time.
Well, again, Nolan Ryan's number one in K's.
Yeah, follow me though. At one point he was one, but he got passed. So he was fourth. But at one point he was number one. He's fourth all time in touchdowns. And again, at one point was number one and has been passed. Okay. Passer rating, he's 19th all time. So again, through a lot of picks, that's not necessarily the end all to be all. Super Bowl champion, made one, went to two, lost 11 times Pro Bowl, 3-time first team All Pro, but this is the difference. So 3-time All Pro, and he was a 3-time MVP.
Ah, there you go.
Nolan Ryan never won a Cy Young, never won an MVP. Favre was, and when you don't, Pro Bowls don't matter, but when you are first team All Pro, that means you are the best quarterback in the league. End of story. So to do that 3 times and win 3 MVPs. And by the way, he won those MVPs in a row. He won it from 95, 96, 97. No one's ever done it before. So that alone, I mean, it's an amazing career for both of them, but to be the best player at that position 3 years in a row and no one's ever done it, that puts Favre over the top.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's amazing.
All right. Well, I'm glad we did that.
Yes.
By the way,
and when I looked up like best top 10 pitchers of all time,
Ryan's not a top 10.
He's not a top 10 guy. He kind of falls into that like other category. When you bring up top 10 quarterbacks of all time, there's not a list that doesn't have Brett Favre.
Brett Favre.
Yes.
Nolan Ryan's the one year where he finished second at Cy Young voting. Mm-hmm. I wanted to see who he did not, who won the Cy Young.
Yeah.
It was the great Jim Palmer.
Oh.
And his...
his underwear?
Underwear. Also, fun fact, Brett Favre and Nolan Ryan's careers did overlap.
Oh, yeah.
They played at the same time.
Yeah.
In the 90s.
Yeah.
Early 90s. So there you go.
So we answered that. We did answer that. It's close, but the MVPs, you thank just you. Can't.
Brett Favre v. Nolan Ryan. I don't know how that came up, but...
Well, and I watched Nolan Ryan play. I mean, I was a little younger, but again, when you say if you had a season or a game, no one's going to say that I think you want Nolan Ryan. There's just other players that come to mind. And at one point, I think Favre was that guy for a lot of people. I think it's been surpassed, but...
If I wanted to intimidate the other team, I would pick Nolan Ryan.
I wouldn't.
Like if it were aura and reputation and kind of... I guess the way their story is told in the game, it's Nolan Ryan, but just statistically, it's definitely Favre.
Nolan was always...
I want the big unit on there if I'm trying to intimidate people.
Well, I just meant whether it's Brett Favre saddling up a quarterback or Nolan Ryan on the mound. Yeah.
But
yeah,
the thing about Nolan was, even though he wasn't the greatest, he was feared.
Yes.
Like he was, his 100%. Fastball was freaking nasty.
Yep.
He could also get wild and bean your ass, and he could kick your ass. Like he would... He would, like Robin Ventura, he turned Robin Ventura into a little whiny baby.
Yeah.
And that was great.
Kiss the ball, you little
As
bitch.
An old man.
Yeah.
He put him in a headlock.
Just a tough old Texas boy.
I will tell you what, that's the sort of guy that, like, he'll be like in his mid-60s or like early 70s, and some punk on the street will try to like steal his wallet, and old-ass Nolan Ryan ends up gonna give him a two-piece combo and lay his ass out.
Good luck to me.
Exactly.
Yeah, now. All right, coming up next, we'll wrap up headlines, a couple of NFL notes that are noteworthy, notable notations of note, and then we will get our primetime stock watch in on The Fan.